I also kind of like, I'm happy that you're bringing your thoughts on beauty, because I think that cuteness also kind of have this double bind. But I think between cuteness, it's something that oscillates between shelter and consumption in a way that gets confused, and because also consumption can be this kind of separate, alienated, you're like in an alienated situation when you're like both you, the consumer of cuteness, and the thing that is being cutified, so you are in this kind of like restrict reality and restrict movements or restrict affects or restrict relation of those affects. It's like all written down on how we need to kind of relate. People were laughing at me because I'm talking on my phone. So there is something there about I lost track of thought because they were laughing. About this double bind, but I think cuteness, I think when it gets out of this commodifying static representation or like modes of operating, like that the cuteness also established some sort of order, like an order of like not only the consumption but how that consumption needs to be performed. So there is like a lot of rules in this commodifying cuteness, but I think there's also what is also kind of fascinated about that cuteness as a commodity is like also it's like kind of a serum of power relationships. It's kind of like capitalist power relationships, like it's kind of an intense serum of like how that operates in other things in the world. So kind of cuteness, the commodity of cuteness, is just like this serum of capitalist reality. And I think I just also read this kind of essay on Adorno that's called Toy Shop, and it's like one page, but it's also to say like how in these concentrated things we kind of choose those things to also as a lens to see reality, and we know what is beyond it, but then we choose that to kind of go through and experience that, and then that's the lens, and then the world becomes super small. And I think because we kind of want to read everything through that, and I think more and more cuteness is becoming this lens where that we choose to read reality from. But that's commodified cuteness. But I think that's kind of what there is, like also some intrinsic kindness, or like there is some also that it is kind of a performing of kindness or a performing of like kind of a role play. There is a role playing cuteness too, and I think as every role play you can also role play cuteness like differently. You can also like take it out of individualism and like talk about like okay, how can cuteness form a community? How do you think about care through cuteness? How you can think about other things that are against and like this commodified individualism consumption to something that like use this kind of this role play to generate other moments. And I think that's kind of the cuteness that I'm interested in. This cuteness that you can kind of take back, that you can like kind of take shelter on, but you, in your own way. And like as we were uncomfortable in this coffee shop, because there is also I'm like, how can the cuteness can be also what happens if we talk about a queer cuteness? Does that exist? Like, kind of talking of that.
I feel like that kind of opened up something about that, like, was a window into your view on cuteness. Like, the sense that it has potential to be sort of an aesthetic of care, as we say, or open up, kind of mention this. I think you had, like, phrasing that I really liked that was, like, generate other moments. And I see that with you, like, even personally, like, how you deal with friendship and relationships and these gestures that are extremely cute. And it seems like what you're, like, interested in there is the expression of vulnerability that's inherent with cuteness. And that does have a anti-modern, anti-capitalist sense to it, where it's saying, hey, actually, I am powerless. I do need care. I do need help. And there is something about that that resonates for you, or that you see a lot of potential in. And I think I agree. I mean, like, I'm obviously drawn to, like, some of these cute elements as well, or, like, yeah. Uh-oh. Someone's at my door.